It's Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger here for Randy Bushover, and we're talking cars. We're talking car maintenance with Bob Gugino. He is the owner of Bison Automotive and Detail. And Bob, welcome to the studio. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I've heard about you guys all the time, so it's interesting to get you in studio and find out more about Bison Automotive and the services you offer.
Yeah, well, Bison Automotive has been in business for 26 years on the corner of Kenmore and Dollar Avenue. We're pretty well-versed in any kind of car you can think of, foreign and domestic. My dad and uncle were in the business for years, and their uncles before that, so I'm a third-generation auto repair guy, and there's not much we can't do.
I was just going to say, it's probably easier to tell me what you can't do than what you can. It sounds like you've got it all covered, right?
Yes. We're pretty good. We have invested in a lot of the equipment that it takes to work on today's modern vehicles, and I train my guys constantly. We do 6 or 8 training sessions a year to make sure that we're up to snuff.
You know, people, I think there's a fear of auto maintenance because people don't know. They just don't know about it. It's something that they don't have, the intuition, the knowledge themselves to work on their cars. So they're always a little bit scared of going somewhere. But, I mean, you guys are the experts. When I come to you, you're able to diagnose something and then tell me, you know, what's going on, what it's going to cost, what needs to be done, right?
Yeah, and you could probably find a lot of shops that are going to do that. But what we try to do is actually come up with a family atmosphere, somebody you can trust that you're comfortable with. I mean, you bring your car in, and I tell you what's going on with it, and I give you a price. You know it's going to be accurate, it's going to be fair, and we're going to fix it right the first time. And that's what we really strive to do.
You know, one of the things that I know, particularly the millennial generation, they're big on reviews. They're big on ratings. You guys are a multiple AAA Top Shop Award winner. And in addition to that, you're a national NAPA Auto Care Center. Those two things mean something, and tell me what they mean to you and to the customer.
Oh, they sure do. AAA, it's very difficult to be a AAA-approved repair center. There's a very high scrutiny that goes on with that to make sure that you are worthy of the AAA logo. Their reputation is everything with them, and they make sure that their shops meet that standard. Along with being a NAPA Auto Care Center, we can offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty on any repair that we do, which is very unique to the automotive industry. There's more NAPA Auto Care Centers in the nation than there are Goodyears and Pep Boys and Firestones combined.
Wow. And I would assume NAPA Auto Care, too. You have access to every kind of part imaginable.
Yeah, with the NAPA Auto Care centers, we have NAPA Auto Parts is the largest auto parts chain in the United States, and there's not much we can't buy from them, and the parts are very high quality, and that's what we really are more interested in. Looking for a cheaper part is not always the best way to go.
So I come rolling into Bison Automotive. I've got a problem with my car. What do you wish I knew? What do you hope the customer knows, or what do you want them to know when they come in to see you with a problem with their car?
Kind of like I said earlier, to know that you're going to get an expert in his field, that he is going to look at your car with the most honesty and integrity, and as accurate as we possibly can, and also to make sure that the prices are fair and it doesn't break your budget.
Bob, what do you spend most of your time doing? And again, not you personally, but as a business, what do you find most people coming in, problem-wise with their vehicles?
A lot of people that come in with a lack of maintenance, whether they're not changing their oil on time or they're not checking their oil on time, which are running engines out of oil, which is the second thing we junk cars with. Number one is rust, not keeping the salt and keeping the car clean so it doesn't rot out. Those are the type of problems that we see, but also just a general lack of vehicle maintenance. It's very difficult for people with two jobs and running the kids around in soccer practice to get the car and drop it off at our shop. So we see a lot of things that could be prevented that are not taken care of on a timely basis.
All right, everybody knows about an oil change. Doesn't mean everybody does them in the right intervals. So a couple things here that your answer to that last question opens up. How often should we be doing an oil change? And what do you wish we were just as religious about with our cars in addition to the oil?
Right. Well, that's the thing that I wanted to touch on is that oil change intervals on most of the vehicles nowadays are 7, 10, maybe even 15,000 miles in between oil changes. So it's really, really important to, when you do those oil changes, use a very high quality oil and a very high quality oil filter. But that doesn't mean, because your oil change doesn't mean done at 10,000 miles, that you don't check the oil in between. And what we're finding out is cars with 50, 60, and even 70,000 miles on them that are not that old of a car are running their engines out of oil. A lot of cars have turbochargers nowadays, or direct injection vehicles. They use oil after a while. If you don't use that high quality oil, think, well, my oil life monitor says it's at 30%, or I have 1,000 miles to go for my oil change. Why did I run out of oil? I'm doing my oil changes on time. You are, but you're not checking it. And that's the number one thing people need to do, is to crack that hood, get used to checking that oil at least once a month or more to ensure that they're not going to have catastrophe going on inside their engine.
All right, more on that in just a moment. This is Buffalo Means Business on WBEN. Tim Wenger here for Randy Bushover, and we're talking with Bob Gugino, owner of Bison Automotive and Detail. And if you'd like some more information, you can always call the shop at 873-1193, 873-1193. They're at 1370 Kenmore Avenue at the corner of Delaware in North Buffalo. And easy on the website, too, bisonautomotive.com, bisonautomotive.com. What happened to 3,000 miles? What happened to the 3,000-mile interval?
Those days are long gone. You know, they want to increase the range between you changing the oils, but it keeps the cost per mile going down on the car. And synthetic oils can go longer. Back when we had 3,000-mile oil changes, we used conventional oil. Now with semi-synthetic or synthetic oils, they don't break down as much. So it's okay to stretch that out. So that's why. And modern engines don't use as much fuel. They're not run as rich, as we would call it, as older cars would, so they don't break down the oil quite as much.
So what do you wish people did more often to their cars? You know, we mentioned the oil, obviously that's important, and you've stressed that, but there's got to be some other stuff that we just don't do that you think we should.
Yeah, you know, the number one thing really is you pick a mechanic, just like you pick a dentist. You go to this guy every time for everything. With the dentist, you go to the same mechanic every time for that. That will help you a lot in not having to spend too much money having your car repaired, and also on breakdowns. That's what I wish people would do. Second is keeping it clean. I mean, that's just as important as changing your oil or rotating your tires or anything else. If you can get the salt off of it, you can keep it washed and waxed. Your paint doesn't oxidize. You know, the car looks better. The resale value is better. Things like that that are almost forgotten sometimes in a busy world that our families have.
Go a little deeper into the why I should come back to the same place. You know, obviously a place that we're comfortable with, like Bison Automotive. Why is that so important?
Well, it's important because you build a relationship. You build a trust, first of all. And then we can get ahead of things. If you need tires come winter, or your brakes might be due in the spring, or something else might be needed, you can budget for that and you can plan for it, rather than to be surprised when your car doesn't start one day, or your brakes start grinding, or all of a sudden you're sliding all around in the rain or the snow and you wonder why. And you didn't get that information. Do you know that your car is in need of that service?
I would also think that the history, the look back, would be important, because, you know, you know, someone could say to me, you know, have you ever had your rear brake calipers checked, or, you know, and I'd look at them like, I don't know. You would know. If I was coming back to you over and over and over again.
And we actually take pictures. We do something called the digital vehicle inspection in our shop. So when you come in for any service, we take pictures of your tires, your brakes, any oil leaks you have, if there's something that's rusty, and we archive those pictures so you can actually see it, you can view it. I can send you an email or on a text, and we can talk over the phone, and you can look and see what the conditions are. And then you can also go back if we tell you, when the tires will be due in the winter or brakes in the spring, like I said. Well, you can look back and go, I have that picture, that reminder, and I need to get that car in to get it fixed. So we try to do that, so that makes it easier for everyone to understand and see what's happening with their car.
All right, so it's been rain this week. Fortunately, we have a pretty good weekend, but we had a lot of rain this week. But that rain is going to be snow before too long, which means winter. What should I be thinking about with my vehicle as the seasons start to change?
If the seasons start to change, the first thing is good vehicle maintenance. That's the most important thing, to make sure that your lights, your tires, your steering, suspension is in good running order. There aren't any check engine lights on or anything like that. That will surely help you get through the winter driving season. But usually the top of mind is tires. And we have either snow and ice tires, or we have all-season tires. But either tire, if you go into the winter and the tires are at 430 seconds of tread depth or less, they're probably not going to work very well. And especially as you're driving 3 or 4 months through the season, you're going to wear them down to where they're not going to be very effective at all. So you really need to make sure that you've got good tread depth on the tires, like I said, whether they're snow and ice tires or all season tires, to make sure that you have a safe, reliable driving. Tires are more for stopping and handling than they are for traction, because if you can't stop it, if you go around a corner and it slides, it's no good. So then the going part doesn't really matter that much.
So that 430 seconds thing, does the Lincoln head thing on the penny
still work?
Yeah, so
there's a quarter and a penny. So if you take a penny, and the old adage to take the penny, if you can see the Lincoln's head, that's okay. Well, that's 230 seconds, and that's where it becomes, the tire becomes illegal.
Okay.
But at 430 seconds, you give a quarter, and that's Washington. And if you can put Washington's head and actually bury him inside the tread, you're probably good. If Washington's head sticks out of the tread, it probably needs to be changed. And that's a better gauge. Here in Western New York, we have winter. We have a lot of rain. If you're in Arizona, you probably could wear them down to 230 seconds and not have too much problem, because it rains, what, 3 times a year. But here we have a lot more of that. So you really need to make sure that you're set up for good, reliable driving.
I spent a lot of time in the newsroom, and all winter long I hear AAA being dispatched and sent out to vehicles with dead batteries. I would think that this time of year is a good time to make sure that your battery's up to snuff.
Oh, absolutely. We run a AAA truck, light service. We go out and jumpstart people's cars, change flat tires, sell batteries, lockouts, all of that. And most of the people that are not my customers that we go to, because we check those batteries ahead of time to make sure. There's devices now that are made that you can check a battery to see the integrity of it and see where the cold cankering gaps are at. And if the battery falls about a third of where it's supposed to be, it's really going to deteriorate pretty fast when it gets very cold outside. So you need to get ahead of that and make sure that you check it. And we do that on all our customers' cars.
It's not going to drop below freezing this winter, though. I read it in the Farmer's Almanac.
Hope not, but personally, I don't like it. But business-wise, it does very well.
I didn't say in Buffalo. I just said somewhere.
Maybe some Florida.
Bob, thanks so much. Great information, and important information, too, because I think a lot of us take our cars for granted. And I think we need to come in and see you.
Cars are very important and expensive investment, and it behooves you to take care of them.
It's such a good point. We spend so much money on our cars, and then we just kind of forget about the maintenance. So really important stuff. Bob Gugino, thanks so much. He is the owner of Bison Automotive in Detail, 1370 Kenmore Avenue, the corner of Kenmore and Delaware in North Buffalo. The phone number, grab a pencil. The phone number coming up in just a moment. Their website, BisonAutomotive.com, BisonAutomotive.com. And here is that number in the 716 area code, 873-1193, Bison Automotive and Detail. It is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.